we're thankful that we can gather again this evening.
主，我们今天晚上何等感恩，能够再次聚在这里。
During the times that we've been sharing in the evening, we've been looking at the prophet Jeremiah.
我们晚上的聚会是来读先知耶利米书。
And we pray by the grace of God that He will enable us to bring to a completion all that is upon His heart for tonight.
我们愿意祷告说，靠着主的恩典，我们能够把主的负担，能够在这本书上的负担，能够完全释放出来。
As we said, we're just touching some of the highlights within this book.
我们提到，我们只是提到这个书里面的一些点。
There's so much more the riches that are of the Lord that are in there.
主的丰富在这本书里边实在是很多。
But in the little bit that we touch, we pray it can be a help to us.
我们愿意我们所提到的一些点对我们能够成为帮助。
Let's have another word of prayer.
让我们再有点祷告。
Lord, as we do come into your presence.We come setting everything else aside and looking off unto Jesus.
主啊，当我们来到你同在的里面，我们愿意放下一切，来单单的仰望耶稣。
We declare that you are the author, you are that Alpha, you're the finisher, you are the Omega of everything that you start.
主，我们承认说，我们宣告说，你就是那个创始的，你是 Alpha， 你也是那成终的，你是 Omega。
And Lord, we're thankful that we can come in a very fresh way and offer ourselves unto you.
主，我们感谢你，今天晚上我们能够再次新鲜活泼地把自己奉献给你。
We pray that we would not be distracted by the things of life, maybe some things at home, at work or school, but all the eyes of our heart would be turned unto you.
我们感谢你，我们能够放下那一切缠累我们的一切让我们分心的事情，我们把一切的眼光都放在你的身上。
Lord, as we come tonight, we come very dependent upon thy Holy Spirit.
今天晚上我们来到这里完全的依靠圣灵。
Lord, we come in a place of weakness in ourselves.
我们自己感觉何等软弱。
But we're thankful for the power of your resurrection life.
但是我们感谢你复活生命的大能。
And Lord, by faith, we lay hold of that for which we have been laid hold of for by you for tonight.
今天晚上我们愿意靠着信心来支取那你所要让我们得着。
Lord, have your way.
主啊，愿你的路，愿以你的旨意成就。
And we want our hearts to truly be fixed upon you.
我们愿意我们的心真的是能够单单的在你的身上。
In thy name we pray. Amen.
靠着你的名祷告。Amen.
As we said, we've been looking at the prophet Jeremiah, and it's been with one overall purpose in view.
我们看耶利米书有一个统观全局的一个看法。
And it's been this matter of training of the servants of the Lord in the end days.
就是在这末后的世代如何训练神的仆人。
We know that the days we're living in are becoming more and more difficult.
我们知道我们所活的这个世代变得越来越的越困难。
We see natural disasters everywhere.
各处看见自然界的饥荒，灾荒，灾祸，灾祸。
The other week in Richmond, we saw all the flooding here in San Antonio.
上个礼拜我们就看见在 Richmond 那个地方有像 San Antonio 一样的这样的洪水。
And that was actually good.
实际上是件好事。
Because it caused the brethren in Richmond to pray for this time more.
这样让 Richmond 的弟兄们能够更多的为这样的一个时间来祷告。
But we see how we hear of fires and the earthquakes and the hurricanes.
我们听见各处都有火灾，有飓风，有地震。
I believe these are all simply signs of the times.
我们觉得这些不过是这个时代的一个征兆。
We see the political nature of this world changing.
我们看见这个世界的政治局势在变化。
We see the political nature of this country changing.
我们看见这个国家的政局也在改变。
But praise God, brothers and sisters, there's one thing that stays the same.
但是我们感谢主，弟兄姊妹，有一件事情是永远不改变。
Our Lord has a desire that His people would be conformed to the image of His Son.
我们主的心意是让他的儿女能够改变，像神的儿子一样。
Regardless of the circumstances and the times we find ourselves in,
无论我们现在处的光景如何，
the Lord's heart is the same.
神的心意是不变。
He's been crying out ever since the book of Genesis.
自打创世纪以后，神的心意一直在那边哀求。
He cried to Adam, "Where are you?"
他呼叫说：“亚当，你在哪里？”
And really, what he's crying through Jeremiah to Israel is, "Where are you?"
实际上，在这里借着耶利米向以色列的一个呼喊，也是你在哪里
？He's crying out to us in this hour, "Where are we?"
今天晚上，他也在这里向我们呼喊，你在哪
？And how we need to really allow the Holy Spirit to touch our heart that we would know where we are.
我们实在是需要依靠圣灵来告诉我们，我们要不然我们不知道我们在哪。
We not be deceived to think that we're somewhere that we're not.
我们不要自欺欺人，以为我们已经达到了一个什么地步。
But while it is still called today, we would allow the Lord to teach us and conform us into His image.
当主在这里边，在我们继续向我们呼召的时候，我们容让圣灵来做工，带领我们去到他让我们去的地方。
Now, as we've been looking at Jeremiah, we said we're going to look at it at three various sessions.
我们来看耶利米书的时候，我们看见三段。
First evening, we looked at the setting.
第一个晚上我们看见那个背景。
Last night we looked at the person of Jeremiah.
昨天晚上我们看见耶利米这个人。
And tonight we're going to look at the ministry of Jeremiah.
今天晚上我们要来看耶利米的执事。
And one thing we have shared every time.
每一次我们都要提到这件。
And we need to remember this, not only for Jeremiah, but for all of the characters we see in the scripture.
不仅是耶利米，而是所有圣经的人物。
We might not call to be a Jeremiah.
我们也许并不是被呼召来做耶利米。
We might not be called in the specific ministry that like of an apostle Paul was called.
也许你并没有被呼召成为像保罗那样的执事。
But God has called each and every one of us to be His servants.
但是神却在这里呼召我们每一个人做他的仆人。
And He desires that each and every one of us will be fit for our Master's use.
他愿意我们每一个人都成为主手中合用的器皿。
We would be those vessels that have been conformed to His image, those vessels that allow that life to work within us.
我们能够成为像主的模样，能够在主的手中成为有用。
In spite of the circumstances or days we're living in,
尽管我们所处的环境是这样，
we could be faithful unto Him.
我们仍然可以向主忠心。
That first night we saw how Jeremiah was living in a difficult time.
第一这个晚上，我们看见耶利米那个时代是何等的困难。
Because outwardly many things looked glorious.
因为外表来看，好像是那么有荣耀。
There was a lot of activity. There was a lot of religious activity going on outwardly.
在外表有很多的宗教的活动。
But as we saw within Jeremiah 7, there was very little inward reality.
在耶利米书第七章，我们看见却有很少的里面的实际。
And again, this is another example and an illustration of what occurs in the end days.
这又是另外的一幅图画，让我们看见在末后的时代那个情形。
And Paul's last letter to Timothy, he wrote about how in those end days, there will be those that hold to a form of godliness, but deny the very power and the reality of it.
提摩太后书，保罗对提摩太说，在末后的时代，有一批人，他们要有敬虔的外表，却没有敬虔的实际。
And we've also considered together how one of the characteristics of God's people in the end times is that we don't know our true condition.
我们也提到在末后的时代神百姓的一个特点就是我们不知道自己真实的光景。
But just as we've looked at Jeremiah that an appointed time God raised him up.
就像我们看耶利米在那个特定的时刻神把他兴起。
In the days and times that we're living in now, God is desiring that many Jeremiahs would be raised up.
我们所处的这个时刻，神也期望能够在很多的在我们中间兴起很多的耶利米来。
Ones that would be available for His service.
如果一个人能够愿意被主使用。
Ones that would be given to Him.
愿意把自己献给他。
Ones not in love with the world.
能够不再爱这个世界。
But set apart unto Him for the Master's use.
而是分别为圣，归给主用。
We saw as we looked last night at Jeremiah, the person.
昨天晚上我们看见耶利米这个人。
The marvelous testimony from the Lord.
他是有一个何等关于主的见证。
He says, I formed you, I prepared you.
主说我制作了你，我预备了你。
I comforted you, I equipped you.
我安慰了你，我预备了，我装备了你。
I empowered you.
我加给你能力。
God didn't look to Jeremiah to perform some, work of eligibility to service.
神并没有在那边期待着耶利米本人能够做什么。
God wasn't looking around at prerequisites within Jeremiah's life.
他并没有在那边寻找耶利米生命里面有什么可以使他有资格。
God did it.
神做。
And He formed and called, equipped him in every way possible.
他制作他，他预备他，他装备他。
He also reassured him. He said, I know you're going out in the midst of a difficult time.
神也对他说，我知道你出去会遇见困难。
And many will be coming against you.
很多人会来抵挡你。
And because of that, I've made you that fortified city.
因为这个缘故，我使你成为坚城。
I've made you that pillar of iron, that, like those walls of bronze.
我使你成为铁柱，成为铜墙。
And in a similar way, the Lord has equipped us in Christ for this very hour that we're living in.
同样的，在我们这个时代，神也在基督里边使我们成为坚柱，成为铜墙。
We've been equipped with the strength and the power in Christ.
我们能够在基督里边被神加添力量。
And as that wonderful hymn goes, it's on Christ the solid rock we stand.
就像我们所唱的那首诗歌，是在基督这个磐石上我们站立。
It's tragic how many believers are standing upon that sifting sand.
是一个悲剧，很多的信徒他们站在那个流沙的上面。
But the Lord has given us that firm foundation for us to stand on and go forward in.
但是主却已经给我们预备了一个坚固的磐石做根基。
And after God has equipped Jeremiah,
当神预备好，装备好耶利米，
He says, "Now arise, go forth, speak."
神说，你现在就要起来去做，去说我吩咐你的话。
And we see how Jeremiah responds.
我们看见耶利米如何的回应。
And this is a similar process that goes on in our life.
同样在我们的生命里边有相似的过程。
As we see that as God calls us into this service,
我们知道当神呼召我们来服侍他的时候,
for an illustration point, we've divided it between God's side and our side.
为了说明这一点, 我们把它分作神的一面和我们的一面。
As we said last night, it's really all of grace.
其实都是靠神的恩典。
But we, as we speak how, on His side, He reveals and He releases that enabling power.
在神的这一面, 祂要启示, 祂要来释放,
and we, by His grace, we receive it and we respond.
靠着恩典我们就要来接受神的供应, 我们要来回应神的。
This is really true of every aspect of our Christian life.
这在我们生基督徒生活的每一个层面都是真实。
Tomorrow morning we have the wonderful blessing of gathering at the Lord's table to remember Him and worship Him.
明天早上我们要有这样一个蒙福的特权, 要在主的饼桌面前来纪念他。
And what is true worship?
什么是真实的敬拜?
Where does worship originate from?
敬拜从什么地方开始的?
Worship originates from Him. It doesn't originate from us.
敬拜是从神的宝座前开始的, 不是从我们的。
It originates from Him when He reveals Himself to us.
当他向我们启示他的时候, 敬拜就开始了。
As we behold this table tomorrow,
所以明天早上当我们来看这个桌子的时候,
it's a revelation of all that Christ has done.
是向我们启示基督所成就的一切。
And the Spirit releases it unto us, and we receive that, and we respond with a heart of adoration unto Him.
当圣灵把我们 启示出来的，把这个启示出来的时候，我们就全心的来把自己奉献给主。
As we gather together in prayer at our various prayer meetings,
当我们在祷告会里边聚集的时候，
Where do our prayers originate from?
那我们的祷告是从什么地方发出来的？
They don't originate from us.
不是从我们自己里头出来的。
They originate from the throne.
是从神的宝座上发出来的。
The throne reveals the burdens upon God's heart.
神的宝座把神的心意向我们打开。
And by the Spirit, He releases those burdens to us.
借着圣灵，他把那个负担加在
As we are before Him, inquiring of Him, we receive that burden and we respond in prayer to Him. This is the same way in service. It's the way in the ministry of the world. However we're serving, it all originates from Him. And He's looking for vessels that will respond. And praise God, Jeremiah responded. And praise God, we're surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses that have responded to Him.
我们感谢主，神用云彩，用见证人像云彩一样围绕着我们。
And the Lord is looking in this hour for responders.
主在这个时刻也在寻找那些愿意回应的人。
As He releases and reveals more and more of Himself to us,
当他继续不断地在这里向我们启示他自己的时候,
He's not wanting us just to be sitters.
他不让我们只是在这边坐着。
He's not wanting us just to be receivers.
他不让我们只是在这边领受。
But He wants us to respond.
他希望我们在这边回应。
And allow His life to be released through us to His glory and honor.
让他的生命能够从我们里边能够彰显，让他得到荣耀。
And this is what we see when we come to the ministry of Jeremiah.
这是我们在耶利米的执事里边所看见。Now
when we come to this ministry of Jeremiah,
当说到耶利米的执事的时候,
it's actually very difficult to separate the person from the ministry.
很难把他的这个人和他的执事分开。
Because in reality, they're one.
因为在实际现实里边，他们是同一的。This
is God's heart.
是出于神的心。That
the message and the messenger be one.
他的信息和传信息的人是同一个。At
times, as you read through this book of Jeremiah,
如果你有时间读遍耶利米书,
and the pronoun I is being used,
所以你算一算有多少我被用。
You're not really sure if it's God speaking or if it's Jeremiah.
很多时候你很难区分那是神在说还是耶利米在说。
Because the message and the messenger have become one.
因为这个传道的人和那个信息是同一的。
Again, this is what God is looking for in us.
再一次的，这是神在你我身上要找到的。
We'll touch more on this in a minute.
我们等一会儿会详细提到。
But for the simple time that we have and the fellowship, being able to fellowship together, we're going to distinguish between the two.
但是借着我们，因着我们的交通，我们要把这两件事情分开。
But let's remember they're one.
但是我们要记得他们是同一个。
And as we look at this ministry of Jeremiah,
看着耶利米的执事，
there are three aspects we want to consider.
我们也要考虑三个方面。
We want to consider the character of his ministry.
他的执事的那个特点。
And we want to consider the cause of his ministry.
他的执事的那个起因。
Or the reason, why was he called in this hour?
到底为什么，他是因为什么蒙召的。
And we also want to look at the comfort of his ministry.
我们也要看见他执事所带来的安慰。
Now let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 1.
我们一起翻到耶利米书第一章。
Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 10.
第十节。
And in this we'll see the character of his ministry.
从这里我们看见他执事的特点。
Jeremiah 1:10 says, See, I have appointed you this day over the nations and over the kingdoms to pluck up, to break down, to destroy and overthrow, to build and to plant.
第十节，看哪，我今日立你在列邦列国之上，为要施行拔出、拆毁、毁坏、倾覆，又要建立灾子。
As we've said, Judah was in a place of spiritual ruin.
我们知道犹大这个时候在一个属灵的荒凉里面。
If you look back a few generations at their glory under King Solomon.
你要是再往前看几个世代，你看见所罗门王时代的那个荣耀。
It's tragic how quickly they decline to a place of ruin.
他们很快的就来到一个荒凉的地步，这实在是个悲剧。
The northern kingdom of Israel had already been taken into captivity.
北国以色列已经被掳了。
The Lord in His great love was calling a Jeremiah to come unto His people.
借着神的恩典，他呼召耶利米来对他的百姓说话。
And as you look at this call upon His life,
你看见他对他生命的呼召
It's kind of a combination of the negative and the positive.
他是一个又有消极的又有积极的一个组合。
Because the Lord calls him to pluck up and to break down, destroy and overthrow.
神呼召他要来施行拔出、拆毁、毁坏、倾覆。
Because the Lord couldn't build upon something that was not of himself.
因为主不能在一个不是他自己的根基上来建造。
And he had to come and tear down and put away all of the idols, all the things of man's hands.
所以他必须要来拔出，要来拆毁所有那些出于人的东西。
And once he was able to remove what was not of him,
当他能够把那些出于人的都拆毁了以后，
then he's able to build up.
然后他再来栽建立和栽植。
These words in the Lord's call upon Jeremiah's life are pretty strong words.
这些神对耶利米的呼召是都是很重的词。
And he was to root out, he was to tear out the stuff that was, it had been rooted and grounded within the people of God.
他要在这边拔出和拆毁一些东西，都是深深扎根在信徒生命里面的东西。
Now, Stella and I have a garden.
我和我的妻子有一个花园。
And we actually have the ministry of Jeremiah within this garden.
我们在这个花园里边其实有耶利米的执事。
Stella's ministry within the garden is to grow things.
我妻子的职事是建立和栽植。
My ministry is to root up and kill things.
我的职事去把那些拔出，把它们拆毁。
I have learned to distinguish between a weed and a flower.
我要学会来分别一个杂草和一个花。
Years ago, they all looked the same to me.
很多年以前对我来说，他们都一样。
But you husbands know, once you get confused a flower with a weed, you're in trouble.
但是做先生的知道，如果你要是分不清楚这两者，你会遇见麻烦。
And it's going to cost you a few more plants to make up for it.
你需要来弥补。
But some of those, when you're going in to dig out and to root up some of those weeds, that can be pretty tough.
你知道要去拔那些杂草，有些时候会很困难。
And if you don't go in and dig it out all the way to the roots, it just comes right back.
如果你不是把它们连根拔起的话，它们会再长出来。
The people of Israel had become so attached to the world that they were rooted in it, and they had so many of their habits were of this world.
以色列人那个时候，他们深深地扎根在这个世界里边。
So many of the idols that they had brought in had taken root within their hearts.
他们所引进的那些偶像已经在他们的生活里边深深地扎下了根。
Jeremiah was called to root these out.
耶利米被呼召来把他们拔出来。
He was called also to what they had built with their hands to break up and tear down.
那些他们用他们的手所建的东西，耶利米要把他们拆毁。
They were building many things, but it wasn't for the Lord.
他们建造了很多的东西，不是为着神。
Later on, the prophet Haggai even chastises the people of God for this.
到后来哈该先知哈该也要在那边责备神的百姓。
He says, you build many things for yourself, but my house lies in ruin.
他说你们为自己建造了很多的房屋，但是神的殿却在那边荒芜。
What are we doing today?
今天我们在做什么？
Are we doing our own thing?
我们是不是在做自己的事情？
Allowing the house of God to lie in ruin?
却让神的家在那边荒凉。
Oh, this is in this time, he needs that to be torn down, all that's not of him.
今天神也要在这边拆毁那一切，不是出于他。
That's why he tells them to destroy it.
这是为什么神说你们要去拆毁。
Because anything that is not of Christ is of no value.
任何不属于基督的都是没有价值。
And we need the working of the cross in our life to utterly destroy that.
我们需要十字架在我们生命里面来做工，把它们全部拆毁。
Nothing of the flesh can come into this building process.
没有任何的血气可以进入到这个建造的里面。
But then once that's done, that building, that life of the Lord can come through.
当那样成就了以后，建造就开始。
And he was to overthrow, just literally to tear in pieces the things that were not of the Lord.
他要在那边拔出拆毁，要把所有的都拆尽。
And once this was done, the Lord was able to start this wonderful building work.
只有当这些完成了以后，主就开始做奇妙的建立和栽植的工作。
If we think about this ministry of Jeremiah,
我们看耶利米的这个执事，
it's very similar to our Lord's.
非常与主耶稣的执事非常相似。
Because if we stop and think of the death of our Lord,
我们停在这边思想一下主的工作，主的死。
The death of our Lord at Calvary, he tore down.
他在加列山上的那个死。
He destroyed and he overthrew everything that was not of him.
他就是在那边拔出拆毁。
But in the power of his resurrection, he brought about a new planting and a building of life.
借着他复活的大能，他在那边又重新的建造。
And praise God, brothers and sisters, we have the Holy Spirit within us today.
在感谢主，今天我们里边有圣灵。
And that Holy Spirit at times, he's seeking to tear down the things that are not of the Lord within our lives.
圣灵在我们的生命里边也同样在那边寻找要拔出拆毁不属于主的东西。
And he's telling us he also wants to do that building up work.
是为着有一天他要来建造来栽植。
This morning, our brother referred to 1 Corinthians 3 about how we're a field.
今天早上弟兄提到在哥林多前书第三章那边说到我们是神所耕种的田地。
Later on in that chapter in 1 Corinthians 3:10, it says, be careful how you build.
到了第三章第十节的时候，他也说到你们要谨慎如何的来建造。
We as the people of God need to be aware that there's a way that God desires for his house to be built.
作为神的百姓，我们需要知道神建立神的家是有神特别的方式。
It's not based on our ideas,
不是根据于我们的想法，
but it's according to his way and his pattern.
而是根据于神的启示，根据神的道路和方法。
And how we need that sensitivity of the Spirit to bring about all that is upon his heart.
我们需要一个何等的属灵上的敏感来让这些都成就。
So as we see this very character of Jeremiah's ministry,
我们看见这里耶利米他执事的特点。
We can see that there's a negative part,
你看见有一个消极的面，
but there's a positive part.
也有一个非常积极的一面。
But actually it's all positive.
其实都是很积极。
Because getting rid of something that's not of Christ is not negative.
因为拆除那些不属于基督的并不是一件消极的事情。
That's a very positive work.
这是一个非常积极的正面的事情。
Tearing down the things of the flesh is not negative.
拆毁肉体的工作并不是消极。
That's a very positive work.
这是非常正面和积极。
So really, everything that Jeremiah is doing is positive.
所以说耶利米所做的全都是积极的。
And isn't that the very character of our Lord?
是不是主的特点呢？
All that he's doing is good.
主所做的都是美好。
It's a good work that he's about.
他实在是做了美好的工作。
Now some of us, we enjoy the tearing down part.
有些时候我们会非常喜欢那个拆毁的工作。
We got so-called experts in the church today.
今天我们在教会好像被称为这方面的专家。
And they can point out everything that's wrong.
我们可以指出来很多做错的地方。
One of my hobbies, that some of you are aware of is I really enjoy books.
我的一个业余爱好就是爱读书。
And if I'm honest with you, that's one of the things I have to wrestle with, that they not become idols in my life.
我要诚实地说，那是一件事情，我经常在那边摔跤，让它不成为我的偶像。
But people know that I like books.
所以人们知道我爱读书。
So they're always sending me books to read.
所以他们经常会送我书让我读。
So one of the things I've noticed over the years,
这些年来我意识到一件事，
is like we get so many books on the church.
所以我得到了这么多关于教会的书。
And people, as they're talking about the church,
所以人们在那边谈论教会。
You know, they're saying it's not this, it's not that.
他们说不是教会不是这样不是那样。
And then you look at the person who wrote the book.
然后你看看那些写书的人。
It's like, who are they meeting with?
他们跟谁在聚会呢？
You know, they don't meet with anybody.
他们跟任何人都不在一起聚会。
But they've seen the church.
但是他们却看见了教会。
And they've seen it, but they look at it in a wrong way, that they are not able to meet with anybody else.
他们看见教会有这么多的难处，所以他们就没有办法跟别人一起聚会。
Or else if they meet with somebody, they have to be the center of it.
所以呢，如他们如果要跟别人聚会，他们自己要成为教会的中心。
You know, there's this work that's going on in this day and time that the Lord is trying to bring us back to that simplicity and purity of that life in Him.
在这个时代，神做工就是要为把我们带回到他那个自己的单纯和简单里头。
He's not looking for the experts.
他没有在这边寻找专家。
I've just recently read one book this brother was speaking of the church.
最近我读到一本一个弟兄讲到教会的书。
And he spent 9 chapters saying, don't do all of this.
他花了9章的篇幅来讲,不要做这些事情。
He said, the problem in the church today is that your people are listening to man.
他说,今天在教会里面的问题就是人们在听神,人的话。
And do you know what the 10th chapter was?
你知道第10章说什么的吗?
It was his solution.
是他的答案。
He said, now don't listen to man.
他说,不要听人的话。
But what you need to do, according to me, is this. Boom, 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 boom.
但是呢,根据我的观点,你需要做的就是1,2,3,4,5。
Maybe he didn't think he was a man. So
也许他觉得自己不是人。
But we see so much confusion today.
我们看见今天充满了很多的混乱。
And how people are so scattered.
但是神的百姓就这样被分散。
And that's why at times things that are not of him need to be torn down.
这是为什么现在到了时候,不是出于主的需要被拆毁。
The grandeur and the splendor needs to be torn down.
那些看起来很辉煌,很美丽的东西需要被拆毁。
That simplicity of him can come forth.
所以神的简单,单纯就能够被恢复。
Now the tearing down we're speaking of is the tearing down within our hearts.
这个拆毁是指的我们心里边被拆毁。
Much of it is our attitudes.
很多的时候是我们的态度。
You know, the world, when it tries to reform things, starts from the outside and works inward.
这个世界当他们来改革的时候，他们是从外面做起，然后想来改变，带来影响到里面。
The Lord, when He's doing a work, He starts on the inside.
但是当主做工的时候，他是从里面先开始。Maybe
some of the practices that we're doing in our local assembly, maybe the Lord's not satisfied with.
也许在我们的聚集的里头，有些方面神不满意。
Does He just get us to change the outward practices?
他是不是只是让我们来改变一下做事的方式呢？
No.
不是,
he starts touching our hearts.
他开始来摸我们的心,
and when our hearts change,
当我们的心改变,
all of a sudden some of our practices and our activities start to change.
突然我们所做事的方式, 我们的一些活动就改变,
because now we have a new priority, we have a new focus and a new perspective on why we're gathering.
因为我们突然有了一个新的目标, 一个新的重点。
You know, men love to rearrange and change things outwardly.
我们人们喜欢在外面改变一些方式。
This is what we see in Jeremiah. Outwardly things were looking great.
在耶利米那个时代，外表来看很多事情都很美好。
But inwardly there was a great void.
但是在里面却有一个很大的虚空。
And in these end days, there's so much knowledge about the things of the Lord out there.
在这个末后的时代，关于任何关于神的事情都充满了各种知识。
And how we need to allow that to become reality within our hearts as we've been sharing.
但是我们却需要神的事情成为我们里面的实际。
I'm not against the knowledge.
我并不是反对知识。
I felt so sorry for Brother Godwin when he couldn't read.
孙弟兄没有办法用眼睛来读, 我觉得非常的悲哀。
You know, but the Lord turned it into a blessing.
但是神却使那个成为祝福。
What a blessing to only be able to read the Bible.
Yeah, 如果你只能读圣经, 这是一个何等的福分。
You know, what the enemy meant for evil, God turned for good.
当仇敌想来带来灾祸的时候，但是神却使它成为美好。
And this is what we're desiring within our own hearts.
这是一个我们里边都要有的一个愿望。
That refocusing, a new perspective of what we're about.
我们要重新调整我们的眼光，我们要重新调整我们的重点。
Now, why did the Lord call Jeremiah?
为什么神呼召了耶利米？
Let's look at verse 16.
我们看16节。
We're kind of saying, this is the cause of his ministry.
这是他执事的那个起因。
If we look at verse 16, it says, and I will pronounce my judgments on them concerning all their wickedness, whereby they have forsaken me, offered sacrifices to other gods, and worshipped the works of their own hands.
至于这民的一切恶，就是离弃我，向别神烧香，跪拜自己手所造的，我要发出我的判语攻击他们。
This one verse through these two accusations summarizes the entire book of Jeremiah.
这一节圣经里面提到的两件事情就是耶利米这个执事他的起因。
All of the issues that Jeremiah deals with come down to these two issues.
耶利米所要面对的，所要对付的恶就是这两件。
They've forsaken the Lord.
他们离弃了神。
And they're worshiping the works of their own hands.
他们开始跪拜自己手所造。
And when we look at this within our lives,
如果我们来看我们自己的生活，
isn't this the source of many of our problems?
这个是不是我们很多问题的原因呢？
Sometimes we can make our problems sound again so complicated.
有些时候我们会把自己的问题描述得非常复杂。
But quite often it comes back to the two simple little things.
但是很多的时候其实原因就这么简单两件。
We forsook the Lord and we did our own thing.
我们离弃了神，我们开始来做自己的事。
And we've got a great big mess because of it.
然后因为这个缘故，我们就带来了很大的混乱。
Over and over again throughout this book, the Lord is continuing to say, "You've forsaken me and doing your own thing."
在这卷书里头，很多次的神提到说，你们离弃了我，你们开始来崇拜你们自己的东西。
So as we're looking at this tonight,
所以今天晚上我们要来看这个。
As we keep these two thoughts within our mind,
我们需要把这两个看法放在我们的头脑里。
And how that the Lord, the Holy Spirit, where we have forsaken Him,
当圣灵对我们说我们已经离弃了神，
He would bring us back to Himself.
他就要把我们带回到他的面前。
We see the first example of this in chapter 2.
第二章我们就看见第一个例子。
If we look at chapter 2, verses 10 through 13,
第十节到十三节，
and it reads.For cross to the coastlands of Kittim and see, and send to Kedar and observe closely, and see if there is such a thing as this. Has a nation changed gods when they were not gods? But my people have changed their glory for that which does not profit. Be appalled, O heavens, at this, and shudder. Be very desolate, declares the Lord. For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters,to hew for themselves cisterns, broken cisterns that can hold no water.
你们且过到基提海岛去查看，打发人往基达去，留心查考，看曾有这样的事没有？岂有一国换了他的神吗？其实这不是神，但我的百姓将他们的荣耀换了那无义的神。诸天哪，要因此惊奇，极其恐慌，甚为凄凉。这是耶和华说的，因为我的百姓做了两件恶事，就是离弃我这活水的泉源。为自己凿出池子，是破裂不能存水的池子。
The Lord, as He cries out to this people of Israel,
当神在这边为以色列的百姓哀哭的时候，
He said, "You guys have done something that no other nation has done."
他说你们做了一些其他的国们都没有做的事。
If you look there in verse 11,
看十一节，
He says, "Has any other nation changed their God?"
岂有一国换了他的神吗？
But you've changed.
但是你们却换了。
You've rejected me and you've taken on these other gods.
你们遗弃了我，去敬拜别神。
We know during this time that every nation had its own gods.
那个时代，每一个国家都有他们自己的神。
And all those idols were flooding into Israel.
所有那些偶像都充斥在以色列这个国家。
They had the idols from Egypt, they had the ones from Sidon, and the Philistines had theirs, the Amalekites had theirs. Everybody had their idol.
他们从埃及、从西顿、从腓力四地都来把偶像带进。
And to their credit, all these nations were very faithful to their idols.
但是那些的国家，他们都向他们的神忠心。
Even though they never did anything for them.
虽然那些神并没有为他做什么。
They were very faithful, they never abandoned them.
他们却向他们的神忠心，从来没有离弃他们的神。
But who's abandoning their God?
但是谁在这边离弃了他的神呢？
The people of God, they're changing their glory and exchanging it for an idol.
神的百姓把神的荣耀换成了那虚无的神。
What a tragedy here.
这是一个何等的悲剧。
The ones who had the living God within their very midst.
他们有活的神在他们的中间。
They were changing it for another idol.
但是他们却把它换作其他的偶像。
And brothers and sisters, if we look around Christianity today,
弟兄姊妹，今天我们来看看这个基督教的世界。
There's too many of us changing our gods.
很多的人在那边更换他们的神。
We still might use the name of God and Jesus.
我们还是要用神的那个名或者耶稣的名。
But instead of us being created in His image,
但是不是我们不是照着他的形象造的。
In this new society, we have created him in our image.
在这个新的这个时代，我们把他变成我们的形象。
Christians today make God to be whoever they want him to be.
我们今天可以把他当作任何我们想让他成为的东西。
We've forsaken who he really is.
我们实在是离弃了那个真神。
And he's calling us back to himself.
今天神要呼召我们回到他的面前。
Oh, and then, as he says, you, my people, you've committed two evils.
神说我的百姓做了两件的恶事。
Again, you can see you've forsaken me.
你离弃了我。
that fountain of living waters.
我是那活水的泉源。
And you've hewn for yourself cisterns, broken cisterns that don't even hold water.
但是你们为自己凿出那个破裂不能存水的池子。
You notice that the fountain is singular.
你注意到那个泉源是单数的。
It's not fountains of living water.
不是有很多的活水的泉源。
There's one fountain of living water.
只有一个活水的泉源。
And that's our Lord Jesus Christ.
就是我们的主耶稣基督。
But you'll notice the cisterns are many.
但是你注意到这个池子却是多数。
It's all coming out cisterns that are made with our own hands.
都是我们用自己的手所凿出来的池子。
From the human strength, human ingenuity.
是人的力量，靠人的这种天才。
Oh, how we've created so many things that really they don't hold water at all.
我们发明了很多的东西，但是他们却不能存水。
I was reminded of this verse when our brother was sharing this morning.
今天早上弟兄分享的时候，我想到了这一句。
She was told to stay in the field.
路德被吩咐要留在那个田里。
Don't go to those other fields.
不要到别人的田里去。
There was one field.
只有一个田
There's one fountain of life.
就有一个活水的泉源
That's our Lord.
就是我们的主
We don't need to go in all those other fields.
我们不需要到别人的田里面去
We don't need to be having those other cisterns.
我们不需要有任何其他的池子
We need to stay and feast upon Him.
我们要来享受我们的主
But the people of God, they had forsaken Him.
但是神的百姓却离弃了他
And then because they had forsaken Him, they were bringing all this on your own self.
他们离弃了神，所以就把所有这些事情都带到他们自己生活里。
Look on down in verse 17 in this chapter.
看见第十七节。
He said, "You brought all of this misery. You brought it upon yourself."
你把所有的这些灾祸，你们都是自己招来了。
I haven't even done this to you yet.
我还没有来让这些临到你们。
Yes, there's a prophecy of judgment coming.
没有错，是有这个审判的这个预言。
But your current condition is simply from your own doing.
但是你们现在的状况都是你们自找的。
And isn't that true in our lives so often?
这个是不是在我们的生活里面也是真实的
Most of the messes and problems we have in our life, we've just created them from our own self.
我们生命里面这些混乱的东西其实很多时候是我们自己造的
Now we'll turn around and try to blame the enemy for it.
然后我们就反过来要想去抱怨说是仇敌做的
But in reality, it was just our own self doing.
但是实际上是我们自己做的
And he challenges them in verse 18.
在第十八节神就在一边挑战他们
He says, what are you doing on the road to Egypt?
你们为何在埃及的路上呢
Now, this is the people of God.
这是神的百姓。
They're chosen people, set apart unto Him.
他们是神的选民，被分别出来归给神的。
What are you doing on that road to Egypt?
你们去埃及的路上干什么呢
And what does Egypt speak of?
埃及代表什么
Egypt speaks of the world.
埃及代表这个世界。
And He would say to us today, what are you believers doing on the road to the world?
神对我们说，你们这些信主的人，今天你们在这个世界的道路上做什么呢
Why are you allowing the things of the world to come amongst us?
你为什么要容许这个世界能够进入到你的里边
？We're to be on the highway to Zion, not on the highway to Egypt.
我们应该走在锡安的大道上，而不是走在埃及的路上。
And then he challenges some others and says, "Why are you going to Assyria?"
因为他又对另外人说，你们为何在亚述的路上
？Now Assyria and Babylon, that just relates to religious system, the confusion of religious system.
亚述和巴比伦是代表那个宗教世界的那个混乱。
And some of us, if we can get so hung up and confused by creating our own religious systems,
很多的时候我们也被我们自己所创造的各种的宗教的那些系统来混乱。
The Lord is saying, "No, stay true to the simplicity we have in Christ."
主说你要对的那个基督的简单单纯来忠心。
Oh, as we see this poor condition,
我们看见这些很
贫穷的光景。And we see Jeremiah's cry of love.
我们看见耶利米在那边爱里边的哭。哀哭
We're not going to be able to read all of these verses.
我们没有办法读所有这些章节
But he starts in verse 20 and he reminds them of all that the Lord has done for them.
在第二十节他在这边提醒他们神为他们所做的
He said, I broke your yoke and set you free.
我在谷时折断你的轭解开你的绳索
I was the one that brought you out. I planted you as a choice vine.
是我把你们带出来是我把你们建立像一个好葡萄树
I made every provision for you.
我为你们提供了所有的需要
I'm the one that brought you into this land flowing with milk and honey.
是我把你们带进到这个牛奶与蜜之地
But you've abandoned me.
但是你们却离弃了我
And as we continue over in verse 29,
当我们继续到第二十九节的时候
Actually, it's kind of cute if you look back at verse 28.
其实你看二十八节更有意思
The Lord is kind of mocking them then.
神在这边好像在嘲笑他们
He says, okay, so you're having all these troubles?
所以你们有这么多的麻烦吗？
So where are your gods?
你们的神在哪里呢？
Which you made for yourself, let them arise, let them help you, let them save you.
你们为自己所做的神在哪里呢？让他们来拯救你们吧。
And he continues in 29, why are you contending with me?
然后29节说，你们为何与我争辩呢？
I'm not the source of your trouble.
我不是你们混乱的原因呢。
But we see how the people of God, they were so turned around, they had everything out of perspective.
我们看见神的百姓在那边混乱，他们看的角度完全都是混乱。
They were blaming things on God that were really from the enemy.
他们就把那些责任都归给仇敌，归给神。
Blaming things on God that were from their own self.
而不是他们自己。
Oh, and don't we even see it today in society?
我们甚至都不用来看今天的社会。
It's tragic all the things that God gets blamed for.
今天所有的悲剧都被人来指责神。
And in essence, it's simply the work of man's hands.
其实都不过是人手中所做。
And when it goes wrong, they blame the Lord for it.
当他们的事情出了麻烦，他们就来指责神。
Because we see the Lord as we continue in verse 30 here.
我们看见三十节主在这边继续说。
He says, "In vains I have struck your son, but they would not accept my discipline, my chastening."
我责打你的儿女都是徒然的，他们不受惩治。
This is we said out of Hebrews 12, how when a father loves a son, he disciplines him.
就像希伯来书那边说到，神所爱的，他必管教。
The Lord had tried to discipline the people of God.
神在那边试着要管教他的儿女。
But they were rejecting it totally.
但是他们的儿女却完全的拒绝。
He pleads with them in verse 31, Oh generation, hear the word of God, heed it.
所以在三十节他就呼求他说，这世代的人呢，你们要看明耶和华的话。
But you as the people of God, you say, we're free.
但是你们却说我是自由了。
We're free to roam.
我们脱离约束了，我们自由了。
Now, isn't this echoed throughout the church today?
这个是不是今天教会在那边所发出来的声音呢？
We're free.
我们是自由了。
You know, and praise God, we're free.
感谢神，我们是 free.
But what is true freedom? What has God set us free from?
但是到底什么是真自由呢？神让我们从什么里边得到自由呢？
Praise God, we're so often when we think about freedom.
很多的时候，当我们说到自由的时候，
we look at it from our own self-centered perspective.
我们用我们自我中心的角度来看。
And we're saying, oh, the Lord has set us free.
我们说主让我自由了。
I can do what I want to do.
我可以做任何我想做的事。
I can worship like I want to.
我可以用我爱的方式来敬拜。
I can meet where I want to meet.
我可以到任何我想去的地方聚会。
I can do what I want to do.
我可以做任何我喜欢的事。
Oh, this freedom is wonderful.
哦，这个自由是何等美好。
But is that the true freedom that the Lord has given to us?
但那个是不是主给我们的真自由呢？
We look through the New Testament on this word freedom and liberty.
如果我们看看新约圣经里面讲到的自由，
what it speaks of is being free from sin and the world and corruption and self.
说到的是我们从罪、从世界、从腐坏、从自我里边得到的自由。
You know, we're free to be able to serve Him.
因为我们得以自由是为了要来侍奉神。
Free to live in His house and to do His will.
得以自由是为了要住在他的家里来侍奉他。
But we're free. We have been set free to be bond slaves of His.
我们得以自由是要成为神的奴仆。
Yes, we're slaves, but we're now slaves of righteousness.
我们过去不是，但是现在我们却是义的奴仆。
And in that we're slaves, we don't use this freedom in a way to take advantage of one another, but we use this freedom to serve one another.
我们不是用这个自由来彼此占便宜，而是要用这个自由来服侍神。
Oh, it's tragic among Christianity today how we have so abused this word freedom.
今天在这个基督教的世界里边，我们如此的滥用了这个自由。
We end up just using it for our own self-interest and pleasure.
我们用这个自由来满足我们自己的利益和我们自己的享受。
We want to go do something.
我们想去做事情。
Say, God has set me free.
我们会神已经让我自由了。
I'm not under bondage.
我已经没有任何的捆绑。
I'm not under the law.
我已经不在律法之下。
I can do what I want to do.
我可以做任何我想做的。
No, you can't.
你不可以的。
You really can't.
实际上你不能的。
Because you've been purchased and redeemed with a price, and your life is not your own.
实际上你是重价宝血所买赎回来的，你的生命不属于你自己。
We're slaves to Christ.
我们是基督的奴仆。
Now we know in our experience we can do what we want to do.
我们在我们的经历里头，我们知道我们还是可以自由做事。
But that doesn't make us free.
但这并不是使我们这并不是真自由。
That just makes us disobedient slaves.
这会使我们成为不顺服的奴仆。
We're slaves to Him.
但是我们是神的奴仆。
And we're set free to do His will.
我们得以自由是为了
We're not under that bondage and the tyranny of self that won't let us serve Him.
而不是在自我的捆绑底下来重压之下来服侍他。
We're set free in a way that we can serve Him and serve the brothers and sisters.
我们得以自由, 让我们可以服侍弟兄姊妹服侍神。
May we not use this freedom for ourselves.
愿我们不要用这个自由来服侍我们自己。
But use it to serve Him and His glory.
来服侍神为着他的荣耀。
Jeremiah continues his cry of love.
耶利米继续在这边爱里边的哀哭。
Because in the midst of all of this judgment,
因为在这个审判之中,
in the midst of this difficult message and the chastening of the Lord,
在这个主的管教的这个严厉的信息里,
we see the wonderful mercy of the Lord.
我们看见主奇妙的怜悯。
If we go over to chapter 3, verse 12,
我们到第三章12节,
we can see how the Lord, as He's identified many of the issues within their lives.
主在这边指出他们生命里边的问题。
And then in verse 12,
12节,
he says, Go and proclaim these words to the north, Return, faithless Israel, and I will not look upon you in anger. I am gracious, declares the Lord. I will not be angry forever.
你去向北方宣告说，耶和华说，被盗的以色列啊，回来吧。 我必不怒目看你们，因为我是慈爱的，我必不永远存怒。这是耶和华说的。Crying
out for them to return.
在这边哀哭求他们回来。And
in verse 13,
到了13节,
it's a cry of repentance.
就是让他们悔改。Only
acknowledge your iniquity, that you've transgressed against the Lord. You've scattered your favors to the strangers under every tree, and you've not obeyed my voice. Just simply come and repent.
就是简单到神面前来承认你们的罪孽，就是你们违背耶和华你们的神，在各青翠树下向别神东奔西跑。Oh,
and this beautiful verse 14, he says, Return, O faithless sons, declares the Lord, for I am a master, or I am married to you, and I will take you from a city or two from a family, and I will bring you up to Zion.
第十四节是何等美好，耶和华说：“被盗的儿女啊，回来吧，因为我做你们的丈夫，并且我必将你们从一城取一人，从一族取两人带到锡安。”Oh,
to me, this is so humbling of our Lord.
这是神何等谦卑的表现。That
the Lord humbles Himself before His own creation. It says, return to me.
神在他自己的造物面前谦卑下来说，你们回来吧，回到我跟前。
But that shows us His love.
这表现神的爱。
It shows that long-suffering, that caring love of the Lord.
这表现出神那长久很久忍耐的爱。
He's pleading with the people of Israel to return.
他在这边恳求他的儿女回到我跟前。
The Lord is pleading with us in this hour to return to Him.
神在这个时刻也恳求你和我回到他的跟前。
But tragically, they don't.
但是很不幸的是他们不愿意。And
we see Jeremiah's condition continues. We just see how much it's upon his heart.
我们看见这个情形继续，然后这个负担继续在耶利米的心中。
As we look over in chapter 4, verse 19,
第四章第十九节,
Jeremiah cries out, my soul, I am in anguish, O my heart. My heart is pounding within me, I can't be silent. Because you've heard of my soul, the sound of the trumpet, the alarm of war.
我的肺腑啊，我的肺腑啊，我心疼痛，我心在我里面烦躁不安，我不能静默不言，因为我已经听见脚声和打仗的喊声。Jeremiah
is overwhelmed with this message.
耶利米在这边实在是心里边作难。And
he's overwhelmed because God's message has become his message.
他的心里边作难，是因为神的信息成了他的信息。God's
burden has become his burden.
神的负担成了他的负担。And
the message and the messenger are one.
这个信息和传信息的人成了同一。Oh,
how we see, we're so thankful for that.
我们何等的感谢主。
Because God, in the day and time, God is always far more interested in the messenger than the message.
因为神他实在是更看重这个传信息的人胜过那个信息。
God is interested, He cares about the character and the condition of the messengers of God.
神在乎，神在意那个替神传信息的那个人。
And so this is what we're seeing within this ministry of Jeremiah.
这就是我们在耶利米的这个执事里边所看见。
We're seeing that Jeremiah is becoming this messenger of the Lord, and this message is capturing him in a fuller way.
我们看见神看重这个传信息的人，让神的信息可以完全的得到这个人。
Through the prophet Jeremiah, we see the most personal, intimate relationship with the Lord.
借着先知耶利米，我们看见他与神之间那个个人的亲密的关系。
In the introduction tonight, our brother mentioned how Jeremiah is that weeping prophet.
今天晚上弟兄介绍的时候提到耶利米是那个哀哭的先知。
Those aren't his tears.
那就是他的眼泪。
Those are the Lord's tears.
那不是他的眼泪，那是神的眼泪。
Because he sees his master's heart being broken.
因为他看见他的主的心破碎。
And he's just trying to be faithful in the midst of a people that are in such pitiful condition.
他就在那个可怜的百姓的光景的里面，在那边心里边哀哭。
Because as we look at the condition of the people,
我们看见神百姓的光景。
What is God looking for?
神在那边看见了什么？
Let me see. No. If we look at chapter 5,
如果我们看第五章，
God is looking for that vessel.
神在那边寻找那个器皿。
If we look at verse 1,
我们看第一节，
it says, Roam to and fro through the streets of Jerusalem, and look now and take note, and seek in her open squares, if you can find a man, if there is one,Who seeks justice, who seeks truth, then I will pardon her.
你们当在耶路撒冷的街上跑来跑去，在宽阔处寻找，看见看看有一人行公义，求诚实没有？若有，我就赦免这城。
This gives us a picture of the condition of the people that Jeremiah was sharing and ministering among.
这个我们看见当时耶利米所面对的那个百姓的光景。
God says, if you just find one.
神说你要找到一个人。
And brothers and sisters, in the days we're living in, the Lord is looking for a vessel also.
今天我们活的这个世代，神也在那边寻找一个器皿。
That vessel is one man.
那个器皿就是一个人。
It's that remnant, that body of Christ. The Lord is looking for the expression of His life among the people of God.
就是那神的余民，神在那边寻找那个能够彰显基督生命的那个团体。
And He wants us to be those that are standing in the gap.
他愿意我们在那边成为堵破口的。
He wants those that are there standing for justice. What is right?
他愿意我们在那边成为为公义站立的人。
And ones that are seeking the truth.
那些在寻求真理的。
Because who is the truth?
谁是真理呢？
That's Christ.
是基督。
And they're seeking Him in a fuller and greater way for this day and time we're living in.
在这个时代，我们要寻求更丰满的这个真理的彰显。
So as Jeremiah is going around the city.
耶利米在这个城里面走来走去。
First he goes to the poor in verse 4.
在第四节他先到那些贫穷的人中间。
And he says, they don't know the way of the Lord.
他们不晓得耶和华的作为。
He says, so maybe I'll go to the great ones.
也许我要去那些尊大的人跟前。
But they don't know the way of the Lord either.
他们也不晓得耶和华的作为。
They have all in one accord, they have broken the yoke that they were under.
这些人都齐心将轭折断。
You know, they've torn in pieces the things of the Lord.
他们把神的事情都把它拆毁了。
And Jeremiah says to them,
耶利米在这边对他们说,
in verse 7, why should I pardon you? Your sons have forsaken me and sworn by those who were not gods.
第七节说, 我怎能赦免你呢? 你的儿女离弃我, 又指着那不是神的启示。
Again, there's this blatant forsaking of the Lord.
再一次说到他们离弃神。
And it's this, as you read through this chapter, it gives us a tragic picture of the condition of the people of God.
你读完这一章，你就看见神百姓那个可怜贫穷的光景。
Amongst the people of God, if you look in verse 21,
你看见第二十一节，
Jeremiah is very direct.
耶利米非常直截了当。
Here he says, "Hear this, O foolish and senseless people."
他在这边说，愚昧无知的百姓啊，你们。
You have eyes, but you don't see, and ears, but you hear not.
你们有眼不看，有耳不听。
Now you can see why Jeremiah wasn't very popular among the people.
你知道耶利米为什么那么不受欢迎？
He didn't share things that were politically correct.
他没有在那边说一些政治上正确的话。
But what did he share?
但是他说了一些什么呢？
He shared the truth. He shared the word of God.
他在那边分享神的话，分享真理。
And the people of God were in such a stupor that he was having to issue a direct word to wake them up.
这些神的百姓在那边沉睡，所以他必须跟他们直接说话。
And so, in the same time, the Lord is trying to wake up His people today.
今天神也要这样子来唤醒他的百姓。
He says, "You're a foolish, senseless people."
说你们这些无知的、愚昧的百姓。
And they say, "Well, we just won't listen to you anymore."
他们就说算了，我也不听你了。
They don't pay any attention.
我们不再注意你。
He goes on down in verse 26.
到了第二十六节。
He says, "For wicked men are among you."
因为在我民中有恶人。
In verse 27, "Your houses are full of deceit."
说你的整个屋子都充满了很多的欺诈。
But then most of all, the most tragic verses in this chapter.
这一章最悲惨的一句。
If we look in verse 30.
第三十节。
The Lord calls and He says, "This is an appalling and horrible thing."
说国中有可惊骇，有可憎恶的。
This appalling and horrible thing has happened in the land. The prophets prophesy falsely.
就是那些假先知说先知说假预言。
The priests are ruling on their own authority.
祭司借着他们把持权柄。
And my people love it so.
而我的百姓也喜爱这些。
The people were content.
这些百姓们很非常满意。
Oh, what a tragic picture.
这是实在是一个可悲的事实。
It wasn't just that the prophets were false prophets.
如果这些先知成为假的先知。
The priests who were supposed to be representing the Lord weren't doing, they were just doing their own thing.
这些祭司应该是为神掌权的，他们却在那边做自己的事。
But the people loved it so.
但是神的百姓却喜爱这些事。
How does that come down to our day and time?
在我们的这个时代，这些事是什么样的情形？
You know,Sometimes as we're meeting and we gather together,
很多的时候我们聚在一起聚会
we just let everybody do their own thing.
我们就让每个人做他们喜欢做的事。
There's kind of an unwritten rule within the house of God today.
好像今天在神的家里边，这是一个不成文的规矩。
I'm not going to hold you accountable and you don't hold me accountable.
我不需要你负责，向我负责，我也不需要向你负责。
You don't tell me what's wrong with my life, and I won't tell you what's wrong with your life.
你别告诉我我做错了什么，我也不指出你做错了。
And then we can all be happy.
然后我们就都相安无事。
And we can love it. We can just come together and have a good time.
然后我们就可以聚在一起，可以非常快乐。
And we can go back home.
然后我们就回家。
You can do your thing.
你可以做你要做的事。
I can do my thing.
我做我的事。
Oh, and the people love it.
所有的人都喜欢这样。
Oh, what a tragic condition that is for the people of God.
作为神的儿女，这是何等可悲的一件事。
And this is what Jeremiah is having to deal with.
这是耶利米所要对付的。
And it's amazing how Jeremiah, he continues faithful in the midst of this.
在这样的一个事情情形的里面，耶利米继续的向神忠心。
As we said in chapter 1, Jeremiah didn't really know what he was getting into.
我们在第一章时候说到，他并不知道他要在面对什么事情。
He didn't know the type message he'd have to be delivering.
他还不知道他所要传的信息是什么样的。
And now as he's delivering these difficult words,
现在他在这边说这些困难的话，难听的话。
And everybody's getting upset with him.
所以他的百姓，在神的百姓非常不喜欢。
Praise God, he continues faithful.
我们感谢主，耶利米继续的忠心。
But what is Jeremiah's condition during this?
那么耶利米在这个时候的光景怎么样呢？
It's really a condition of sorrow.
他实在是在那边悲哀。
As we look over as in chapter 8,
我们到了第八章。
Now the first night we looked at chapter 7.
头一天晚上我们看了第七章。
And we saw the tragedy in chapter 7 about how the condition of the people was an abomination to the Lord.
我们看见百神百姓的光景对神来讲成为可憎。
But how does Jeremiah respond to all this?
但是耶利米如何的来回应这些事情？
I mean, is he detached from it?
他是不是就跟他们不相干了呢？
No, as we look at a Jeremiah.
不是的，我们看耶利米。
We see him as we look at chapter 8, verse 18.
第八章第十八节。
He says, my sorrow is beyond healing.My heart is faint within me. Behold, listen, the cry of the daughter of my people from a distant land. Is the Lord not in Zion? Is her king not within her? Why have they provoked me with these graven images with foreign idols? Harvest is past, summer is ended. We're not saved for the brokenness of the people. I am broken. I mourn. Dismay has taken hold of me. Is there no more balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there?Why then has not the health of the daughter of my people been restored? Oh, that my head were waters, and my eyes a fountain of tears, that I might weep day and night for the slain of the daughter of my people.
我有忧愁，愿能自慰。我心在我里面发昏。听啊，是我百姓的哀声，从极远之地而来，说耶和华不在锡安吗？锡安的王不在其中吗？耶和华说：“他们为什么以雕刻的偶像和外邦虚无的神惹我发怒呢？麦秋已过，夏令已完，我们还未得救。”先知说：“因我百姓的损伤，我也受了损伤。我哀痛，惊惶将我抓住。是基列，在基列岂没有乳香呢？在那里岂没有医生呢？我百姓为何不得痊愈呢？但愿我的头为水，我的眼为泪的泉源，我好为我的百姓中被杀的人昼夜哭泣。”
We see how the Lord's burden has become Jeremiah's burden.
我们看见神的负担如何成了耶利米的负担。
Over and over again, we see this.
我们在一遍一遍的看见这件事。
And Jeremiah is the very embodiment of God's sorrow.
耶利米在这边成为神悲哀的那个化身。
He sees God's broken heart and he identifies with it.
他看见神的心破碎，他就开始与神来认同。
Again, as you're reading through these verses, it's hard to really tell who is speaking. Is it Jeremiah or is it the Lord?
你读这些经节，你发现很难区别到底是谁在那边说话，是神说呢，还是耶利米说？
And brothers and sisters, as we're praying for the Lord to recover His testimony in this hour,
今天我们在这边祷告说，求神恢复他的见证。
Do we genuinely have His burden?
我们是不是真的有那个神的负担呢？
The Lord is weeping over the condition of His people today.
今天神在那里为他百姓的状况哀哭。
Are we just offering up words?
我们是不是只在那边说一些话而已？
Or has the Lord's burden captured our hearts and become our burden?
或者神的负担真正的在我们里面成为我们的负担呢？
It says that the true power of that man of God is when you have the master's heart.
那个真正神的仆人是那些能够得到神。神的心的人。
Now, I didn't know what hymn our brother was going to sing tonight.
我不知道我的弟兄今天晚上要选什么诗歌。
He talked about us being channels of blessing.
他说到我们要成为神祝福的运河。
And I said the Lord is not looking at us to be a mere channel.
我说到神不是只是让我们成为一个管道。
So how do I talk my way out of that?
我怎么样来解释呢？
Well, if you look at the hymn.
你要好好看那个诗歌的话。
What the Lord is looking is that, as he sang there in verse 3, is that we would be those vessels fit for his use.
第三节那边说到我们要成为神手中合用的那个器皿。
Not just an empty channel like a pipeline that carries oil or water.
不是只是一个空空的管道在那边传输一下一些水或者油。
But there's a vessel identified with what? With what is within.
而是那样的一个器皿，它可以跟它所传输的那个信息合而为一。
The Lord is not looking for us just to be robots.
主不是在这边寻找机器人。
He's looking for His very life to be identified within us.
他要在我们里边能够找到那个跟他认同的那个生命。
Now, praise God, brothers and sisters. You know, in the book of Acts, at one time, the people were called Christians.
感谢主，在使徒行传那里，当基督信徒第一次被称为基督徒的时候。
And why were they first called Christians?
为什么他们被称为基督徒呢？
Because these non-believers, as they looked upon them, they didn't know what to describe them as.
因为那些不信的人遇见他们的时候，不知道怎么样来称呼他们。
But they saw the life of Christ being lived out.
但是他们却看见基督的生命从里边活出来。
In the days that we're living in, do people see the life of Christ being lived out in us?
今天人们看见我们，是不是看见基督的生命彰显出来？
Oh, that we would be that testimony unto Him.
愿我们能够成为那样像他的见证。
That's so wonderful, the testimony of David.
大卫的见证是何等的奇妙。
The Lord says, David was a man after my own heart.
他说大卫是合我心意的人。
Now that was most of us stop right there.
很多人就停在那个地方。
But what's the rest of the verse?
那个经节后半段说什么呢？
David is a man after my own heart who will do all my will.
他说大卫是合我心意的人他完全的 做按照我的旨意行
That's a man after God's own heart
那个才是神符合神心意的人
One who does all the will of God
那些照着一切照着神的旨意而行的人
And this is what Jeremiah was doing
这是耶利米所做
But he was having to go through some difficult training times
但是他却要经历一些非常困难的训练时间
And we know throughout the scripture we have to go through difficult times so we can really learn of the Lord in a great way
在圣经里面我们看见我们必须要经过很多的困难我们才能够学会主的做事的法则。
How was Joseph trained to rule over Egypt?
约瑟是怎样的受训能够成为埃及的掌权的人
By serving in a prison.
他要在监狱里边来服侍。
Some of the greatest letters of revelation that Paul wrote came from a prison.
这个保罗所写的那些极大启示的书信是在监狱里边写。
Over and over we see Moses having to go through the wilderness.
我们看见一次一次的看见摩西必须要经历旷野。
Out on what they call that backside of the desert.
他们是在那个在深处的旷野。
We see how one's had to go through this training.
我们看见人必须要经过训练。
And we have to ask our Lord to really give a true assessment of ourselves.
我们必须要求神来给我们有一个真实的评价。
Because some of us think a little too much of ourselves.
有些时候我们看自己看过重。
We feel that, well, you know, I don't really need that difficult of training.
我们觉得，我可能不需要经过那些痛苦的训练。
I'm pretty good.
我其实蛮好。
You know, I make most of the meetings.
我经常参加各种聚会。
I know a lot of the scripture.
我也知道很多的经文。
So I can serve. I can do well.
我可以服侍，我可以做得很好。
Well, brothers and sisters, if we really want to serve the Lord,
弟兄姊妹，如果我们要真实的来侍奉神，
He's going to put us in a situation where we come to the end of ourselves.
他必须要把我们放在一个光景里头，我们要来到自己的尽头。
And this is what He's doing with Jeremiah.
这是他在耶利米的生命里面所做。
He continues to put him in difficult situations.
把他放在一个困难的光景里。
Now up to this point in the book of Jeremiah, most of his suffering has just been a sorrows.
到这个地方为止，他的困难不过是最多的是痛苦。
But then when we come to chapter 11.
但是当我们来到第十一章的时候，
His training starts through persecution.
他的训练就开始临到就开始有逼迫临到。
If we look at chapter 11,
如果我们看十一章的话，
we see the faithful messenger again delivering a difficult message.
再次我们看见这个忠心的传道人在这边传一个困难的信息。
Chapter 11, we'll read verses 2 and 3.
第二节第三节
Hear the words of this covenant. Speak to the men of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem and say to them, Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, Cursed is the man who does not heed the words of this covenant.
当听这约的话告诉犹大人和耶路撒冷的居民对他们说耶和华以色列的神如此说不听从这约之话的人必受咒诅。
You know, Jeremiah, it's an amazing picture in contrast.
耶利米实在是一个很好的一幅图画，看见这个对比。
Because in the things of when he's looking at from the Lord's perspective and seeing the condition of the people, he's weeping before the Lord and crying.
从神的这个角度来看神的百姓的时候，他为神百姓的光景在那边哀哭，在那边悲哀。
We would think he's some kind of little weakling.
看起来他是一个很软弱的一个人。
Because we know real men don't cry.
我们知道其实。真正的人男人是不哭的。
But no, he was humble before the Lord.
但是呢，他在神面前谦卑。
Now, real men cry.
这个真正的男人会哭的。
Hypocrites don't cry.
只有那些假冒为善的人才不哭。
That's another message. But anyway.
这是另外一篇信息。
But, let me see, where am I now? But we see how in this message,
我们看见在这个信息
里 on the one hand, he can be crying and weeping.
在一个方面他在那边哀哭在那边悲哀
But when he's called to stand up and serve,
但是当神呼召他站起来侍奉的时候
he comes to the people of God,
他来到神百姓的中间
and he says, Cursed are any of you that don't obey the covenant.
他就说不听从这约之话的人必受咒诅
That's a, So you could understand why they're going to start getting a little tougher on him.
你就明白为什么这些人开始对他不满
And actually starting down in verse 18 of this chapter,
到了这一章的十八节
The Lord in His mercy, He brings it to light. He shows Jeremiah that the ones in his hometown are trying to kill him.
神在这边就指示他那些他家乡的人试着要杀他
Those that are very close to him are trying to kill him.
那些与他最亲密的人试着要 But反而要杀他
It's sad, brothers and sisters, that this is not so rare within the house of God.
这实在是一个悲剧，在神的家中，这样的事情并不是很常见。
Within the body of Christ, some of our greatest sufferings are those that are close to us.
在神的家里边，很多的时候，我们最大的痛苦来自于那些我们最亲近的人。
Look back at an experience of David.
我们来看一下大卫的那个经历。
In Psalm 55,
在诗篇第五十五篇
，David went through a difficult time.
大卫在那边经历一些困难。
We start in, from 55 verse 12.
第五十五章第十二节。
He says, For it is not an enemy who reproaches me, then I could bear it. Nor is it one who hates me who has exalted himself against me. Then I could hide myself from him. So he's saying, if this was somebody that was really against me, I'd be prepared and I could take care, I could hide from it.
原来不是仇敌辱骂我若是仇敌我还可以忍耐也不是恨我的人向我狂大若是恨我的人我可以躲避他
But who is this one who has been such a reproach to David and caused him so much harm?
但是是谁在这边让大卫痛苦呢
He says, but it is a man, but it is you, a man, my equal, my companion, my familiar friend, we who had sweet fellowship together, who walked in the house of God in the throng,
不料是你你原与我平等是我的同伴是我知己的朋友我们素常彼此谈论以为甘甜我们与群众在神的殿中间行
You can hear David's heart breaking here.
你能够听见大卫的心在这边破碎
And this is what Jeremiah is going through.
这也是耶利米这边所经历到
These ones that had been close to him.
那些与他亲密的人
you know, As David, he said, we had sweet fellowship. We were walking together. We were serving the Lord together in the house of God.
大卫在这边说到，我们有甜蜜的交通，我们与神的百姓一同在神的殿中同行。
But then something came between.
但是有些事情在我们中间发生了。
But Jeremiah is able to continue faithful in spite of this.
尽管这样，耶利米仍然能够向神忠心。
I guess the most obvious example we have is that of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我相信最明显的一个例子就是一个榜样，就是我们的主耶稣基督。
Where in John chapter 1 it says he came to his own and his own received him not.
约翰福音第一章说到，他来到自己的地方，自己的人却不接待。
But what did these ones do with this rejection?
那么如何来面对这些被人弃绝的光景？
They continued faithful.
他就继续的忠心。
And brothers and sisters,As we desire to be faithful to the Lord in this hour,
弟兄姊妹，如果我们在这个时刻要向真忠心的话，
we will be rejected by some that are very close to us.
那些与我们亲近的人，有些人会离弃我们。
And what will our reaction be?
那么我们的反应是什么呢？
Our reaction needs to, we just humble ourselves and we continue on before the Lord.
我们要继续谦卑在神的面前，我们要继续向神忠心。
This is what Jeremiah did.
这是耶利米所做。
He kept going on.
他就继续向前。
And he has...But we see it just, again, he was in a place of perplexity.
再一次的，他在那边感觉迷糊，感觉有点迷糊。
Because he's still being trained. He's always learning.
因为他仍然在一个训练的里头。
And this is one of the things I love about Jeremiah.
这是为什么我非常喜欢耶利米。
Is that throughout his whole prophet, he's always learning more and more of the riches of the Lord.
因为在他的那个服事里头，他继续不断的更多的认识主。
And isn't that the way it's supposed to be with our life?
这个是不是我们的生命我们的生活也应该如此
We're always, when we go through an experience, we're learning more every day of Him.
我们越多的生活越多的经历我们就越多的认识我们的主
As we come to chapter 12,
我们来到12章
we see this is Jeremiah's response to hearing about these ones wanting to persecute him.
当他听见了这个逼迫要来的时候他的反应如何
He says, what, and Verse 1 there, he says, Why has the way of the wicked prospered and all those who deal treacherously so much at ease?
第一节他说耶和华啊我与你争辩的时候你显为义但有一件我还要与你理论恶人的道路为何亨通呢
But now, this is one of my favorite verses in Jeremiah.
这是我最喜欢的一处经节
This is the Lord's response there in verse 5.
是主在第五节的一个回答
He reminds Jeremiah that he's in training.
他在这边提醒耶利米说你还在受训呢
And he says If you run with the footmen And you get tired out How can you compete with the horses If you fall down in a land of peace How will you do in the thicket of Jordan
你若与步行的人同跑尚且觉累怎能与马赛跑呢你在平安之地虽然安稳在约旦河边的丛林要怎样行呢
Yeah, so what's the Lord saying to Jeremiah?
所以主在这边对耶利米说什么呢
If you're fainting now when things aren't really that bad,
现在情况还不怎么糟糕如果你都已经发昏了
How are you going to handle it in the future?
那么在将来你要怎么办呢
You know, sometime now we say, oh, this is just so overwhelming, I don't know what I'm going to be able to do, I quit, I can't go on anymore.
有些时候我们会觉得哦，现在事情太糟糕了我没办法再继续往前走了我要放弃了
And it's like the coach taps you on the shoulder.
然后就好像那个教练过来就拍拍你的肩。
He says, son, this is just the pre-game warm-up. Game hadn't even started yet.
孩子，现在只是在这个赛前的热身，这个比赛还没开始呢。
You know, somehow we get so tired out and we got to realize this is we're being trained.
很多的时候我们觉得如此的疲惫，我们需要知道我们仍然在里面在训练。
And it's with a purpose in view.
我们要知道我们的目标是什么。
But what we see here is this honest dialogue that Jeremiah has with the Lord.
我们在这边看见神与耶利米之间那个诚实的一个对话。
Why are the evil prevailing?
为什么这些人他们这些恶人可以亨通呢
you know, Sometimes we think, well, Jeremiah, you should have it, you shouldn't have to keep asking these questions.
有些时候我们会觉得说耶利米啊你不要再继续问这些问题了。
But when you get tired,You ask a lot of questions.
但是当你疲惫的时候，你就开始要发很多的问题。
But it's interesting, many of the questions that Jeremiah asked, the Lord doesn't even answer.
很有趣的就是很多耶利米的问题，神并没有回答。
He just keeps going on.
他就继续往前走。
And for the time that we're living in now,
我们所活的这个时代
，the Lord is training us.
神在这边训练我。
And one of the greatest blessings that we have and opportunities we have is to meet together with brothers and sisters.
一个最大的祝福之一也是一个最大的机会就是我们能够与弟兄姊妹相聚
One of the blessings I've had by being together this weekend
这个周末我跟弟兄姊妹相聚的一个大的祝福之一。
I never realized there were so many assemblies here in Texas.
我并没有意识到在德克萨斯这个地方有这么多的教会。
You have to forgive me for that.
你们必须要原谅我。
But it's wonderful meeting brothers and sisters from different places.
能够遇见不同地方来的弟兄姊妹是何等的祝福。
And that local assembly is your wonderful training ground.
你们的聚会就是你们最好的训练场。
You've got a brother there that's going to offend you.
你们在那边会遇见一个弟兄会得罪你。
You've got a sister there that's going to drive you crazy.
你会有一个姊妹会让你几乎要发狂。
And you're going to have so many opportunities to say, well, I'm going to go down the street and meet somewhere else.
你有这么多的机会，你会放弃，你会说我就到街上去找另外一个聚会。
I quit. This is too hard.
这是太难了，我要放弃。
No, this is still just training.
但是呢，这仍然只是不过训，只是一个训练。
Training to not only prepare us to reign in this age.
这个训练不是为了让我们在这个年代做王。
But there's a long-term goal also.
有一个更长远的一个目标。
He's training each and every one of us to rule and reign with him in his kingdom.
主在这边装备和训练每一个人，将来在他的国度里边与他一同做王。
He's looking for a people made ready.
他在这边寻找那些能够预备好的百姓。
And that's why I love it when there's so many young people around.
这是为什么我感觉非常的感恩有这么多的年轻人。
Does it give some of us older guys a hope?
给我们这些老年人有很大的希望。
When I see ones that a little bit younger than me and they have a heart for the Lord.
当我看见那些比我年轻的弟兄姊妹他们向着神这样有心。
I look back at my own life at all the wasted years.
我看见我自己过往的年日有这么多的时间被浪费。
But praise God, this is a generation being called out to serve the Lord.
感谢主他们这一代人被呼召出来服侍神。
And how we need to be standing with them.
我们要与他们站立在一起。
The pressures that these are going through are things that we've never had to even imagine in our life.
他们所要经历的、面对的那些压力，都是我们难以想象。
And praise God, the Lord has them there for a purpose.
感谢主，神把他们放在那个地方有一个目的。
And they're together with us in our assemblies.
他们今天仍然跟我们在一起，与我们一同聚会。
As we gather as assemblies.
当我们在一起作为神的教会聚会的时候。
We don't gather as old and young.
我们并不是在那边说这是年轻人，这是年长。
We don't gather as brother and sister.
我们都是弟兄姊妹聚在一起。
We don't gather as Caucasian American.
我们并不是说这是白人。
We gather as brothers and sisters.
我们说这是弟兄姊妹。
To the glory of God.
为着神的荣耀。
And that He could show forth that glory.
他可以在我们中间彰显他的荣耀。
Through the testimony, and that we would be that bright light shining and drawing many to Him.
为着他的荣耀，我们就像明光照耀，能够吸引更多的人进到他的国度。
And we have to have the eyes of our heart open to know that we're going to face some difficult times.
我们的心里面的眼睛需要被打开，我们要知道我们会面临一些困难的环境。
The Lord even warns Jeremiah there in chapter 12, verse 6.
在十二章第六节这边，神在这边警告耶利米。
He says, "For even your brothers, the household of your father."Even they've dealt treacherously with you. Even they've cried aloud after you. Don't believe them, although they may say nice things to you.
因为连你弟兄和你父家都用奸诈待你，他们也在你后边大声喊叫，虽然向你说好话，你也不要信他们。
They might smile at your face, but they'll stab you in the back.
他们也许当面向你微笑，背后却插你一刀。
How that's...Being aware of the situation, the circumstances we're in.
你要注意，你要留心你所要面对的情形。
This is what the Lord is training us to do. In.
这是主在如何的训练我们。
And then he continues Jeremiah's training in even a deeper way.
然后神就继续把他带到更深处的训练。
As you turn over to chapter 15.
我们翻到第十五章。
Our brother used this verse out of chapter 15 earlier this week.
今天早上弟兄引用到15章的这段圣经。
About how God's word became so real to Jeremiah.
神的话对耶利米成为如此的真实。
But look at Jeremiah 15, verse 17.
第十七节，十五章十七节。
It said, I did not sit in the circle of merrymakers, nor did I exult. Because of thy hand upon me, I sat alone, for thou hast filled me with indignation.
我没有坐在宴乐人的会中，也没有欢乐。我因你的感动，独自静坐，因你使我满心愤恨。
There's a training of the Lord here with Jeremiah. He's being trained in loneliness.
这边神训练他要孤独的在一起，在一处。
And we need to be aware of this.
我们需要意识到这一点。
Because we don't know what is ahead of us.
因为我们不知道将来会面对什么。
But at times, through some of the trials and the trainings that we're going through,
为着那个要受到试炼要受到训练的那个时候
There can be an intense feeling of loneliness.
你会有一个极强的极大的一个孤独感
And we're brought down to this one question.
我们就被带到来面对这个问题
Is God enough?
是不是神自己就够了呢
Everybody else has abandoned you.
如果所有的人都离弃你
Everybody else has gone another way.
所有的人都各行己路
All those that you thought were your friends have turned on you.
所有那些你当作朋友的都离弃你
Your family members are smiling at your face and stabbing you in the back.
如果你的家人甚至当面微笑背后也 插上一刀
Is God enough?
如果但是神是不是就足够了
But what is Jeremiah's secret?
耶利米的秘诀是什么
He might feel alone,
他也许会感觉孤独
But he remembers that precious and magnificent promise that I am with you.
但是他记住了那个伟大的应许我与你同在
This is when that becomes reality.
这是那个应许成为实际的一个秘诀
And the Lord trains Jeremiah in even a fuller, a deeper way.
神在继续的在深处来训练他
Now as you go over to chapter 16,
你到了第十六章
In verse 2,
第二节
He says, you shall not take a wife for yourself, nor have sons or daughters in this place.
所以你在这地方不可娶妻生养生儿养女。
Now this is something he spoke specifically to Jeremiah.
这是神对耶利米的一个特别的一个话。
Don't anybody take this verse out of context.
不要把这句话脱离这个上下文来应用。
In Jeremiah's training, he was saying, the principle we can get here is,in our training process, there's a denial even of our own personal happiness and pleasure.
在神的训练里面，有些时候神会让我们来放弃、否认我们自己的一些享受。
Because we know that God ordained marriage.
我们知道婚姻是神所设立的。
And God is for marriage.
神也是要为着婚姻。
But for in Jeremiah's particular situation.
但是在耶利米这个特别的。
In the training, he knew what he was training him for.
他知道神在这边训练他做什么。
He wanted him to even deny his own personal pleasures.
他在这边要让他来舍弃他自己的那个享受，家庭生活的享受。
It reminded me of a dear sister in the New Testament.
这也让我想起在新约圣经里边一个亲爱的姊妹。
Remember in Luke chapter 2, there was a one named Anna.
记得在路加福音第二章有一个姊妹叫做阿娜。
When our Lord was brought into the temple as a young babe.
当耶稣基督被带到圣殿里边做一个婴孩的时候。
First he saw that he was brought to a Simeon.
首先是西面看见他。
And then he was brought to an Anna.
然后就是亚拿。
And what was the testimony of Anna?
那他的见证是什么呢?
It said that for many, many years, Anna had been fasting for the Lord's interest.
多少的年来，他就在那边神的殿里边禁食祷告。
Standing and fasting for the consolation of Israel.
为着以色列的安慰到来。
Now obviously we know that she wasn't fasting just from food for that many years.
我们知道她不是只是在那么多年不吃饭。
But much of her fasting was even fasting from those personal pleasures.
她的这些他的这个禁食就是要舍弃他很多自己的享受。
Because she was a widow.
因为他是一个寡妇。
And she even fasted from getting remarried.
所以他在那边就是禁食也是不再嫁。
And what I see here within a Jeremiah and an Anna.
在这边我看见这个相似之处耶利米和亚拿的相似之处。
Is an undistracted service.
就是那个不受打扰的一个侍
奉。The Lord wants our heart and our eyes completely on him.
神让我们的心和我们的眼睛完全在他的身上。
And there might be ones he calls not to marry.
也许有些人他们被呼召不要结婚。
There are many others he calls to marry.
但是也有很多人他呼召他们进入到家庭里。
Do we have that ear to hear what he's saying?
我们有没有一个可以听见他说话的耳朵
？Praise God, Jeremiah was that faithful servant.
我们感谢主，耶利米是那个忠心的先知。他回应了神。
And he was able to, the Lord was able to use him in a marvelous way.
所以神可以奇妙地使用他。
And it's interesting as we look at Jeremiah, he was faithful in several aspects.
我们看见耶利米在很多的方面向神忠心。
He was faithful with an unpopular message.
他的一个不受欢迎的信息，他向神忠心。
Faithful with a really difficult message.
一个非常困难的信息，他也要忠心的传讲。
He was also faithful with a rejected message.
甚至那些被人拒绝的信息，他一样传讲。
He was called a false prophet.
他甚至被人称作假先知。
Ones weren't listening to him.
那些人都不愿意听他讲。
And he was faithful with an unfulfilled message.
他也是向着那个还没有实现的那个信息。
Jeremiah never saw the fulfillment of his prophecies.
耶利米并没有看见他的那个预言的实现。
Now he did see it in part.
他看见了部分的实现。
Because he saw the captivity of the southern kingdom as they went away into Babylon.
他看见了南国被掳。
But he'd also prophesied about that building and planting, the restoration of that.
他也预言到神要再次来建立和栽植。
He never saw that fulfillment.
但是他却从来没有看见那个应许的实现。
That later occurred in through the book of Ezra and the coming of our Lord.
到最后我们看见在以斯拉里边说在最后看见说到主的再来。
The challenge we'll be facing in these days is staying faithful when we're rejected, and maybe we're not seeing a lot of fruit from what the Lord is calling us to serve.
我们这个时代所面临同样的挑战，甚至当我们看不见我们劳作的结果果实的时候，我们要向主忠心。
But may we be encouraged in as a Jeremiah to keep pressing on.
我们能够受耶利米的鼓励，我们能够继续向前。
Because one of the things, another thing we see through Jeremiah's ministry,
耶利米实事的另外一个方面
is the long-suffering love of God.
就是神那很久忍耐的爱。
We see His great love for His people.
看见神向着他的百姓那极大的爱。
There's a recurring phrase all throughout the book of Jeremiah.
这是一个词重复的在耶利米书出现。
It's used 9 times.
用了九次。
Back in Jeremiah chapter 7,
到了从第七章里面
in verse
13, 第13节
it says, And now because you have done all these things, declares the Lord, and I spoke to you, rising up early and speaking, but you did not hear. I called you, but you did not answer.
现在因你们行了这一切的事，我也从早起来警戒你们，你们却不听从。
The Lord over and over again, He says, I'm rising up and I'm speaking to you. I'm rising up early and speaking.
神一再地说我从早起来警戒你们你们不听从呼唤你们你们不答应
And most of the ways that they react is they're not listening they're not obeying and various other acts
他们就在那边做自己的事情他们不听从他们不回应
But we see how the Lord in that long suffering love he's rising up early to me that's speaking of an eagerness and a desire and a burden to get the message across
因着神很久忍耐的爱他从早起来就来警戒就来呼喊神不放弃我
There's a care and there's a commitment to the people of God to send that voice out over and over again
神向着他的百姓委身他不断地发出这个声音呼召他们回来
And rising up early is denying yourself for the sake of others
早上从早起来就是来舍己为着其他人来舍己
Would there be ones in this hour that would rise up early and really stand for God's heart and purpose in this day and time
在这个时代有没有人愿意早起为着神的国为着神的名来呼喊
Oh how the Lord is desiring this
神的心渴慕这个
It had been captured within Jeremiah's heart.
这个就得到了抓住了耶利米的心。
He had this burden within his heart.
他在他的心里边就开始有那个负担。
He saw that the people of God had forsaken the Lord.
他看见神的百姓离弃了神。
He saw that the people of God were worshiping the things that they created with their own hands.
他看见神的百姓在那边敬拜他们自己手里边所造的东西。
And he had to continue his being that faithful minister to the Lord.
他要继续不断地在那边向神忠心。
But praise God.
我们感谢神。
There's also a marvelous comfort in Jeremiah's prophecy.
在耶利米的这个预言里边也有极大的安慰。
The Lord is there to not only to tear down, but He's there to build up.
神在那边不仅是拔出拆毁，他也要在那边再建立栽植。
As we look over at Jeremiah 30 and 31,
当我们看见耶利米书三十章三十一章的时候
，we see the great promise of our Lord.
我们看见主极大的应许。
And again, as you look through these two chapters, and we're not going to have time to look at them intensively tonight.
今天晚上没有时间，但是如果你有时间仔细看这两章的话。
But the key word within the chapter is when the Lord says, I will.
这个关键的词就是主在那边说我要。
Our Lord is that God of hope.
我们的主是一位大有盼望的神。
And He has many precious and magnificent promises.
他有非常多的重大又宝贵的应许。
And He says, I will accomplish all that I have upon my heart.
他说我要成就所有在我身上的事情。
Starting in verse 30,
在第
I mean, chapter 30,
三十节十三章
verse 3,
第三节
For behold, days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will restore the fortunes of my people, Israel and Judah.
日子将到，我要使我的百姓以色列和犹大被掳的人归回。
All of the rich, everything that's been taken away, all that's been torn down, everything of man that's been overthrown, I'll restore that which was of me.
所有那些被拆毁的，所有那些被毁坏的，我要来恢复。
In verse 11, he assures them again at the beginning, I am with you.
第十一节说，因为我与你同在。
They might not have felt that.
他们也许没有感觉到,
they have been under judgment and taken away into captivity.
因着审判, 他们被掳, 他们被带到外地,
he's saying, I am with you.
但是神说,
and he will save them.
我要拯救你。
And then as we come to verse chapter 31,
到了第31章,
that marvelous promise as we start in verse 1.
第一节宝贵的应许,
at that time declares the Lord, I will be the God of all the families of Israel, and they shall be my people.
那时我必做以色列各家的神,
in verse 3, it says, the Lord appeared to him from afar, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore I have drawn you with loving kindness. Again, I will build you, and you shall be rebuilt, O virgin Israel.
我以永远的爱爱你, 因此我以慈爱吸引你, 我要再建立你, 你就被建立。
He says, I have loved you.
神说我爱了你。
I will be the one building you up.
我要来建立你。
And it's one of the most amazing phrases in this verse, in verse 4.
在第四节这边奇妙的一句话,
is when he refers to them as virgin Israel.
他在这边说到以色列民说是用作,
原文是说处女, the ones who had played the harlot.
那些以击鼓为美,
after they had gone through the judgment.
但是呢, 他们却在那边被,
after they had repented and returned and been restored.
当他们回转, 当他们悔改, 然后被恢复的时候,
he was seeing them as that virgin.
神看他们做处女,
and that's the way he looks upon us that way.
这是神今天在我们的眼里边,
and when the blood of the Lamb cleanses us from all of our sins and unrighteousness,
羔羊的宝血洗净我们一切的不义, 一切的罪物,
there's a purity there.
就有那个纯洁在,
oh, what a marvelous testimony that is.
这是何等奇妙的一个见证。
Later on in this chapter,
这一章, 后来,
as you come down to verse 27,
到了第27节,
again we see Jeremiah's prophecy, the words being used here.
我们再次看见耶利米的预言,
behold, days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will sow the house of Israel and the house of Judah with the seed of man and with the seed of the beast. And it will come about as I have watched over them to pluck up, to break down, to overthrow, to destroy, and to bring disaster. So I will watch over them to build up and plant.
日子将到, 我要把人的种和牲畜的种, 播种在以色列家和犹大家, 我先前怎样留意, 将他们拔出, 拆毁, 毁坏, 倾覆, 苦害, 也必照样留意, 将他们建立, 栽植。
And then he gives them that precious promise of the new covenant.
然后主就给他们这个奇妙的新约的应许。
Verse 31 says, I will give you and make you a new covenant.
31节说, 日子将到, 我要与以色列家和犹大家另立新约。
And in that covenant he says, I will put my law in your heart.
说到, 我要把我的约, 把我的律法放在你的心上。
Not an outward law anymore.
不再是外面的律法。
Not one on stones.
不是写在石头上。
But one put on your heart, in your heart, for a reality.
而是写在你的心上, 在你的心里面成为实际。
And I will be your God.
然后我要做你的神。
Yes, you forsook me.
虽然你离弃了我,
but now you've returned, I will be your God.
现在你回归了以后, 我要做你的神,
and I will forgive your sins.
我要赦免你的罪过。
What a precious covenant, brothers and sisters, we've been brought into.
我们被带入到一个何等的新约的里面。
And what a glorious hope the people of Judah were given.
这些以色列和犹大家, 神给他们何等的一个希望。
Again, tragically, only a few of them responded.
但是悲哀的是只有很少的人回应。
Most were taken away into captivity.
大部分人都被掳了。
But we see Jeremiah continuing faithful.
但是我们看见耶利米就继续向神,
if you look through the rest of the book of Jeremiah,
如果你读剩下耶利米书,
even in times of captivity and when he went, was taken away to Egypt,
甚至当他们都被掳了, 他也被带到埃及去,
he remained faithful.
他仍然向神忠心。
And tradition has it that Jeremiah was killed in Egypt.
传统告诉我们说, 他在埃及被杀,
ended up actually being killed by the people of God.
他其实是被神的儿女杀掉,
for being too absolute of a stand.
因为他在那边向神绝对的忠心。
Jeremiah was one who loved not his life unto death.
耶利米是一个不爱惜自己性命。
We have a call upon us in this hour.
在这个时刻我们有一个呼召。
This is no longer a time where we can just sit around casually.
这是一个时候我们不能再随随便便地坐在那里。
There's a battle cry going out.
是有一个征战的呼召已经发出了,
because there's a great battle over the testimony of Jesus in this hour.
因为在这个时刻, 关于耶稣基督的见证有一个强烈的征战。
And the Lord is calling us to simply respond with a willingness unto Him.
神在这边呼召我们能够愿意起来回应他。
To be those that will, that can really be standing for Him in this hour.
能够在这个时刻为主站立。
To be those that can, the phrase we would use is those that can overcome in the midst of these situations.
能够在这样的光景里边能够成为得胜者。
And how do we overcome?
我们如何得胜？
We overcome by the blood of the Lamb.
我们靠着羔羊的宝血得胜。
That blood that cleanses us from all of our sins and unrighteousness.
那个宝血能够洗净我们一切的不义和一切的罪。
We overcome by the word of our testimony.
我们也借着这个见证的话来得胜。
A simple testimony that Jesus Christ is Lord.
一个简单的见证就是耶稣基督是主。
And we overcome by loving not our lives unto death.
我们也不爱惜自己的生命来得胜。
No longer living for ourselves.
不要再为自己而活。
But living for Him who has first called us.
而是为那个第一次来呼召我们的主而活。
There's a hymn that I always like. It's called There's a Whisper in the Glory.
有一个我很喜欢的赞美诗，就是在荣耀里边的那个。
It's a whisper in the glory of the coming of the Lord.
是 在那个荣耀里边的神的一个悄悄话，就是神的荣耀要临到。
Now, to hear a whisper,
你听见那个微小的声音
means that our ears need to be trained to hear the voice of our master.
意味着我们的耳朵要受训练，我们能够听见我们主人的声音。
Too many of us are distracted by other songs, other noises.
今天我们的耳朵实在被其他的噪音霸占。
I'm thankful that in the midst of turmoil, Jeremiah had that ear to hear.
我们感谢主，在那个混乱的里面，耶利米仍然有一个耳朵可以听。
What is the cry there in Revelation 2 and 3?
启示录第二三章里边，神的那个哀哭是什么？
When the Spirit of the Lord speaks,
当神的圣灵说话的时候，
He who has an ear, let him hear.
那些有耳可听的就应当听。
I pray for each and every one of us that we will be those that have ears to hear what the Lord is saying to us in this last day.
我为我们在座的每一个人祷告，在这个末后的时代，我们能够听见神向我们所说的话。
And that we will have willing hearts to be trained by Him.
我们也有一个愿意的心，让他来训练我们。
Willing hearts to be teachable.
一个可以受教的心。
And be those that end up being fit for our master's use.
而且可以向着主忠心，能够被他来使用。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Lord, as we look at the faithfulness of a Jeremiah.
主啊，我们看见耶利米是如何的忠心。
At times, his faithfulness can overwhelm us.
在那个时，很多的时候，我们都感觉受不了。
And we'll say, I could never do that.
我们说，我们实在做不到。
Well, actually, that's a good beginning.
但是这其实是一个很好的开始。
Because we have to come to that place of realizing we can't.
因为我们必须要来到这样一个地步，意识到我们做不到。
But we're thankful that we have a life within that can.
我们感谢你，我们有一个生命在我们里面却可以做到。
And Lord, we want to be those that are allowing that life to work within us in a way that hastens your return.
主，我们愿意让那个在我们里面的生命可以活出来，能够推出你的再来。
We don't want to be those that simply talk of your return.
我们不愿意作为那些只是讲论你再来的人。
We don't want to simply be those that maybe even just dream of your return.
我们也不愿意做那些只是成为一些做梦的人，梦见你再来。
But we want to be those that are hastening your return.
我们愿意成为那一班催促你再来的人。
Looking forward to seeing your beautiful face.
愿意看见早日看见你的容脸。
Our prayer would be, Come, Lord Jesus.
我们的祷告是，主啊，愿你来。
Oh, may your heart be satisfied in this hour.
愿你的心在这个时刻得到满足。
In thy name we pray.
靠着你的名，我们祷告。阿门。